From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Standing before the U.S. Congress, Pope Francis issued a ringing call to action on behalf of immigrants Thursday, urging lawmakers to embrace the stranger in the midst, as he became the first pontiff in history to address a joint meeting at the U.S. Capitol, referencing the migrant crisis in Europe as well as the United States' own struggle with immigration from Latin America. Francis summoned lawmakers to respond in a way which is always humane, just, and fraternal.
This rule points us in a clear direction. Let us treat others with the same passion and compassion with which we want to be treated.
The Pope's whirlwind three-day visit to Washington was the first stop on a three-city U.S. tour that winds up in Philadelphia. A stampede on the outskirts of the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia left at least 717 people dead and more than 800 injured. It's the deadliest tragedy to strike the annual Hajj pilgrimage in a quarter century. Saudi officials say the incident occurred Thursday in Mina, where pilgrims throw rocks at pillars representing the devil and the final Hajj ritual before beginning the Eid al-Adha festival. Amateur video showed a crowd of hundreds of pilgrims being bowled over and crushed in a stampede. Two suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital Thursday, killing at least 25 people who were attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday. The blast hit a Sana'a mosque run by the Shiite Houthi group that seized control of the city a year ago. There's no claim of responsibility. VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with U.S. President Barack Obama in New York on Monday, according to a Kremlin spokesman Thursday. The spokesman told journalists in Russia's Rostov region that Putin will meet with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and then with Obama later on Monday. The three leaders are among the many who will be in New York next week to attend this year's session of the United Nations General Assembly. Putin will also address the assembly on Monday. Obama and Putin last met last November at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Beijing. An unnamed senior Obama administration official said Thursday that the meeting is taking place at Putin's request. European leaders have pledged more than $1 billion to help Syrian refugees in the Middle East in an attempt to stop the flow of migrants arriving on the continent's southern shores. However, big differences remain over what to do with the migrants who've already arrived. Henry Ridgewell reports.
European leaders are scrambling to find a way to stem this flow. After an emergency meeting Wednesday, the EU pledged $1.1 billion for the United Nations and other aid agencies to help Syrians in the Middle East. Leaders also agreed on closer cooperation and tighter border controls. Donald Tusk is European Council President.
It is clear that the greatest tide of refugees and migrants is yet to come. Therefore, we need to correct the policy of open doors and windows.
A plan to redistribute 120,000 refugees across member states is facing a legal challenge from Slovakia. Up to 1 million asylum seekers are expected to reach Germany alone this year. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S.-based rights organization Human Rights Watch says Rwandan authorities are unlawfully holding some of the country's most vulnerable citizens in an unofficial detention center in the capital of Kigali. The organization released a report on Thursday detailing accounts from people who have been interred in the Gikondo Transit Center between 2011 and 2015. Human Rights Watch says its staff interviewed 57 former detainees as well as their relatives and other sources. Chinese President Xi Jinping heads to Washington Thursday for talks with President Barack Obama on thorny issues, including cyber attacks, human rights, and economics. It comes after spending the first 2 days of his U.S. visit focused primarily on the importance of the cooperation between the two countries. Xi on Wednesday met with top leaders of some of America's largest tech companies, including Amazon and Apple. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.